Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you on this blessed Saturday, this brother Nate with Church Christ. Tonight's message on the broadcast entitled Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. That's 515-605-9887. If you have any prayer requests, we'll pray with you. If you have any questions about the lesson, we do our best in the Lord Jesus to answer for you. If you have any comments, we ask that you limit it to a minute and a half to 2 minutes. And if you call and get information on how to obtain a copy of the messages the Lord has been sending through his angel messenger, we will get that to you as well. And for those of you that don't like giving your prayer requests or asking your questions over the air, contact me at NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. That's NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com, and I will get that information to you. Amen. So we thank God for this blessed Saturday here in the United States. Amen. And those of you that follow us on Blog Talk Radio, you know that this means the full gospel message at this hour with Brother Eddie Lee. And as we await for our brother to come on, I want to take the opportunity to thank God for all of you that's listening to the broadcast here in the United States. I want to welcome you all and welcome you to listening in Canada and Uganda. Welcome to those of you listening in the Netherlands and United Kingdom and every country that I have not named that is listening to this broadcast. I want to welcome you to Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry broadcast. It's truly indeed a blessing to be able to give the Word of God and the Gospel of Jesus Christ to those of you that are listening. It's truly humbling to be given this opportunity by the Lord to do such a thing. And I thank God that each day that he is preparing me and strengthening me for the things that lie ahead. I know that the time will come, and it is quickly approaching, that the trial, the test is going to get greater as it has started to come. But we got to keep in mind that the reward that is going to be given to you for enduring is going to outshine the trouble that you faced. And I know sometimes it's hard to even think on that now, especially for some of you who are going through that greater thing now. But that's our assurance. And we must understand that it has to outweigh the trouble. Because if it doesn't outweigh the trouble, then that means that the trouble has outdone my Lord. Amen. So I want to pass my brother on here. God bless you, brother.
Shalom. Shalom, my brother.
Amen. I just was letting the people know that, you know, the reward that the Lord has given us to endure, the reward that's going to come from enduring the greater trials, is going to outweigh the trouble. It's going to outweigh the trouble. In fact, when you think of it, you think about it that it has to, because if it doesn't, then that means the trouble has outdone him. And I know that's not happening. So thank God for the reward of his promise.
Yeah. Yes. Uh-huh. Yes. Well, yeah, well said. Well said. So we have 2 minutes ago, I was a thought came to me. You know, this is we are in the time of the event that Israel as a people under the leadership of Moses was to come to the promised land, and the prophet Moses was, you know, came to the edge of it, but Joshua had to take them over. And now we're in the period of what I will refer to as the time of Joshua, of the taking over and taking dominion over the giants. It seems that we have a lot of giants placed now in the earth, and especially hindering or seem to be trying to block the will of God and the will of Christ to be done in earth. These great obstacles and difficulties seem to be arising on every side. In America, as a Christian nation, it seems that she has somewhat been overthrown by the giants of the what we call in Canaan land, seemingly have taken control of America and its way of life. And America seemed to be subdued, but the Lord God always has a David. And no matter how big the Goliaths are, the Lord God always has a David to step forth. King David, out of nowhere, stood forth. And America and the world, in particular now, is being slowly doctrinized and seem to be partially controlled over the earth. And so now the people of Lord, the people of his covenant, in many areas seem to be at a stiff battle to overcome the wicked one. So when Moses, the prophet of Israel, leading him to victory to possess the promised land. The land of promise was to them a new beginning, a new life under the government of God, under the control of the great God, and they would have a complete triumphant victory life in the promise of land. Now, we have the promises of God for us that we are to enter into and to walk through Christ. And I was just thinking the parallel. You know, the Bible that we have, the abridged version of the Bible that we have has, 56 books, right?
Amen.
So, I was just thinking a few minutes ago, that's very ironic. We have, and the number 6 is said to be the number of man. And the number of 6 is the 6,000 years, and representing the Creator, his making and dealing with man, and he ceased from his works after the 6th day. So here we have the Bible, the abridged version translation of scripture that said 666 number or Satan number 666. But also 666 together come to 12. And 12 is the number of God's rule and government, the number of government rule. A lot of these things speak to us. We know that Noah preached, said to be building for 120 years. Now, the number 1, 2, 0, 12, 0, 120, plus 0, which is that number, is 12 means rule, government, God rule. Nor finish his task, shut the door. All that were in the ark were delivered on that 12th, number 12, midnight hour. Notice that Jesus speaks about 12. Said at midnight or at 12, the midnight hour, he gave this parable call. A cry is made at 12 at midnight. Nor 12. Doors closed. The cry is made. the end comes. The door is shut. At midnight, Jesus said the 10 virgins were there. Five was foolish, five were wise. Cry is made, a message is given. There's a rejection. There's all those that receive and enter in. Enter into deliverance and rest. All this is in 12. Now, we're thinking how God laid these paralyzed before us. Now, you notice that when Noah built the ark, it was three stories high, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Man made of three parts, spirit, soul, and body. The earth consists of three elements. As we come into the understanding of the time of the Lord Jesus' return, and his government shall rule and reign, or his kingdom shall rule and reign. Know this, that at the end of the creation of man was 6 days, and he ceased from all his work on the seventh day. He ceased. So we are coming now to the seventh day, where the Lord will cease, and all the troubling, we will know rest, will be ended. And the Lord reigns with his government, his bride. And we're nearing that time. And today is the day that the Lord has given us to give glorious shouts and glory that his kingdom is about to rule and come. No matter what we see the devil doing, we see the evil spreading itself like wings over the earth. And Satan seems like he's winning. But the Lord has planned no defeat for himself or his plan. Planned total victory. This is when we look and see that victory is about to come from the Lord as never before. Let Joshua coming across the Jordan River to take down the giants. There is a people God is, that Jesus is raising up now to take all the giants out of the land. The obstacles in a believer's way to uproot them and cut them down. The same as David met Goliath, the Antichrist, the Goliath, the beast, and the lion, the false Christ, Goliath. David reigned, took down Goliath. Now you notice that David did not run away from Goliath, but the people of Israel around him were shaking and running like the peoples now in the earth, and many believers are shaking. But the Lord has a champion. He always got a champion. Unexpected, unassuming champion. David, a little shepherd boy, rise to the occasion. Darkness and Satan seem to be ruling, and his demons are marching, but Lord got a counterattack against the powers of darkness because he told us to pray this prayer. When he taught his disciples, saying, "Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come." Here's the cry. "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth just like it is in heaven." So Satan, you better read the book again. I ask you need to get some glasses, but you're about to lose, baby. You're about to be trampled underfoot. Hallelujah to Jesus. I was just thinking about that a few moments. Came to my mind and just about I'm about to come on here. So I say hello to everybody around the world. The kingdom of Christ is about to subdue the children of the kingdom of Christ. It's about to take Goliath out and down, brother.
Amen. Oh,
wonderful Jesus. So let's look up and lift up your heads and lift up your swords. For the Lamb has not planned any defeat. for his plan, his kingdom's come, victory, and his children should shout, 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 shout unto our God. Thank God for this day. Well, brother, we have a look out here today. It's been a kind of a warm day. And I don't know how in your region, did y'all get any clouds?
We got a little rain, but I have to say that, especially since yesterday, the humidity rose back up. It seemed like at one time was kind of cool and a little bit, but yesterday it rose back up. It was pretty thick out there, so we got some rain today, brother. I guess maybe it rained a good hour or so, and that discontinued.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. The shades of what the prophet said about the environment going to affect everything. God said he's going to, the backtrack is that the environment is going to fight against man. You know that the natural law, that's a spiritual law that's operating in everything, a natural law, physical law, and a spiritual law. The backlash in Noah's day, there was no rain upon the earth before, and the sun did not shine directly upon the earth. But there was a cloud between the sun. The sun did never, and so they lived long time on the earth, up to 969 or more years. But after the rain, our of Noah, the days of man was cut short and shorter, that he might not live 900 years to do wickedness, because they had a long time to do wickedness. Some of them live 800, 900 years. And God said, I'm not going to, permit man, after Noah's generation, permit him to live that long time, man, because the person 800 could do 700 years and all that. So he cut the time short.
Mm-hmm.
And man's days has come shorter and shorter as come to an end. Because during the millennial reign, when Christ reigns, the people will get that time back where they'll live 800 and 900 years during the millennium when Christ ruled, and the resurrected people, the bride of Christ, of course, they'll be already. So here we are coming to the close of the age, the sixth day. The Bible 666, no accident that it, the bride's version is called 666 books. Of course, we know there are more books that's not in the Bible. The abridged version, we know that God works and spoke in many other ways, but we have together 666 books. Six is man's number. Satan, his days, his number is up. And 666 together mean 12. That means God's government. And Noah's preaching was 120 years, 12, meaning God's rule and reign, Christ comes. And the ark, meaning to the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And Noah shut the door. That's the last call, the midnight cry before Christ comes. The door is shut. The bridegroom comes. Secondly, the ark was 110 meters. That means in a football field, when you go over 110 yards, you touch down. That means touchdown win. So Christ is getting ready to make us the greatest winners. And even saying this may be laughing now, but he is going to be a loss when we rise up, when the Lord pour out his grace and power and might like never before on his people that are ready to receive it. And the army of the Lord is going to raise up, chase them, until none remain. So here we are, get ready to have the greatest victory, and the devil is trying to discourage and distress and beat down like he's going to win, look like, and some of the people have kind of, they've been beaten down, the earth, America's beaten down, divided. And Satan knows his best weapon, one of his weapons is to divide and conquer. And so he's been doing a lot of dividing, and conquering that way. But Psalms 133 says, and let's read Psalms 133. Let me get my, anybody, did I hear somebody on there, my sister? It's a handmaid's night.
Amen.
I thought I heard somebody sneaking there.
I'm here.
Okay, sister. Glad to hear your voice.
God bless you, Sister Anderson.
God bless.
Yeah, I heard somebody sneaking on there. This is handmade tonight. And, oh, boy. Psalms 133. 133 Psalms.
Yeah.
Now, you know that they claim in the Scottish Rite Freemason that 33 degrees is supposed to be the highest degree you can get in what we call Scottish Rite Masonry. They claim that, use that. it's a funny thing about man. So let's go and see what Psalms 133 says.
Okay, Psalms 133 says, "Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for the brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment unto the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirt of his garment, as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended the mountain of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessings, even life forevermore."
Now, where you at, sister? Hello?
I'm here.
Now, you need to read, we need to read that. You read Psalm 133. We hope that everyone will pronounce it and read this.
Okay.
Psalm 133.
Okay.
How good and how pleasant.
Yeah. Amen.
How good and how pleasant.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Amen.
What is the Lord? What is David DeGree saying that to us today? How good and pleasant.
Yes.
What is it? The message today to reconcile the people of the earth, moreover the people of Christ, how good it would be.
How good, pleasant. Mm-hmm.
And you read that 133 again, please.
Okay. "Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard that went down to the skirt of his garment, as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountain of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore."
Amen.
Now, you know, it says a lot in that. It reveals a lot about the dews of Hermon.
Mm-hmm.
The dew of Hermon.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you know that in the Old Testament, the Lord God of Israel called the 72 disciples up to the mount to have a dinner, a supper with them? Do anybody remember that in the Bible when he called for this meeting at the top of the mount with the 70? Anybody remember reading that? He had a personal summit with the 72. They were called up to a gathering at the top of the now, it's not spoken a lot in by people why the Lord God chose these 72, I think it was, 70, and called them up to have a meeting with them at the top. Find that in your Bible later on, where he called them for a summit meeting with the Lord God, called them up. Now, and he had a dinner with them at the top, a meeting with them at the top himself. Now, much is not said about that, but there is a reason. You know, in the New Testament, Jesus had not only the 12 apostles, he had 72 other disciples besides them in particular. Now, when the Lord God of Israel called them up for this special meeting on the top, they were together. Hallelujah. Psalms 133 says how good and how pleasant it is. What? What? How pleasant it is what? Pleasant,
yes.
What it is, what?
How good and how pleasant it is for the brethren to dwell together in unity.
And what?
Mm-hmm. It is like the precious on the head that ran down upon even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirt of his garment, as the dew of her, and as the dew that descended upon the mountain of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessings, even life forevermore.
Amen.
Now, let us look at the four things that he's trying to reveal to us. Why does he mention it is?
Mm-hmm.
It's a brother to come together in unity.
Yeah.
Now,
mm-hmm.
do you know the 120 people that, I admit you have a 12, do you have a 120 number was at the day of Pentecost?
Yes, amen.
It was 120. And we're back to that 12 again.
Mm-hmm.
And 120 were gathered together in the upper room. In the upper room. Now these gathering of the 72 elders, or the elder were called up to the mount to meet with the Lord to have this time of eating bread. When David wrote this Psalm 133, and he declared how good is going to happen, is going to take place. And we're about to see it. Hallelujah. We're about to behold it in our generation. The gathering. The gathering. The brethren, together, the gatherer.
Yes.
Now listen, it's going to be like Jesus, like the scripture says, how good and pleasant in the sight of God. What's going to take place? When that happened, the call in this generation, what's going to happen? Is that's going to take place? It's like precious what?
It's ointment.
Precious.
Pour it out like precious ointment upon the head. Mm-hmm.
Now the head always represents, of course, the leaders. Are the head of people, head of this.
Yes.
And he goes and says, it's like poured out upon the Aaron's what? Aaron represents the priest, the minister.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And it's like coming down. And coming
yes.
down is going to remove all of this upper stuff that divides people.
Yes.
and all the people that hindered people from being eye to eye and standing in one together, one army and body of Christ. Blacks are divided now. Now, you notice that the nation is divided. The government is divided, more divided. Do you know how government is divided like never before since the Civil War?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there has been a division in America like the Civil War. Because do you know we're in Civil War now? Nobody understand that.
Yeah.
Do you know we lack in a condition now internally in America fighting, arguing against having a civil war? In America are so divided, they're willing to kill and murder. It's about politics.
Yeah.
It's about race. It's about money. And it's about power. Four things. And the devil has wrought this and is routing this because he wants to conquer America through those three things. And he wants to conquer the world. But most of all, he wants to conquer the people of God and have them so divided against one another, see the unity that's going to bring a smile on God's face, a smile upon Jesus. When the precious ointment will be poured out, the precious ointment, like the dews of Hermon. Now, when the precious ointment, oh, how good and pleasant. Now, you notice right now that families in many ways in America are divided against one another, too. You find stuff going on in families and, you know, and this family of community and family of this and the city government and the state government. Everybody just got the 45s and guns and shooting and saying.
So true. So true. Hello?
Hello, Brother Lee. Sound like his, I know Sister Helen called, dropped as well, but it doesn't show here that he dropped, so I don't know if it's just on his end or what. But, well, anytime you getting going with the Word of God, Satan is known to run interference. But we're grateful, Lord, today for your power to restore in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing today. We thank you, Lord, that the power of your word this day will continue on. Satan, we come against every hindering tactic that you're sending out today, every disturbance, every messing with the airwaves. In the name of Jesus, we command you to turn loose right now in Jesus' name. Glory to the living God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
You know, like the brother was saying, that we are in the government, nations more divided in the government than ever before. And like he said, too, that, you know, some of God's people don't see, at least now, the work that the Lord is doing, that it will cause his people to be one that will bring a smile to his face. This is why over the period of time, I've been doing a different series. In fact, let me see, our brother should be coming back on here. God bless you, brother. Okay, look like we're having a... God bless you, brother. You back?
I'm back.
Okay, got you.
You hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you clear now. We can hear you clear.
Sister Allison?
I can hear you.
You know they monitor airwaves, don't you?
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, the devil.
Let's tell them all hello, brother.
Huh?
Let's tell them all hello.
Wow. I'm going to go deeper than this after a while. And but the love of God will have its way, and the truth will prevail. and the Amen. Gates of hell shall be broken up. And God, Yahweh, Yeshua, the Lord Jesus is about to drop fountains. Brother, he's about to drop some fountains of living water on his people like the dew.
Amen.
I mean, he's about to raise his arm and counteract all that the devil is doing in America and around the world.
Hallelujah. Hey, glory.
He is
hallelujah.
Glory to the Lamb. Glory, wisdom and power and might, victory and triumph, the dues of Hermon. Hallelujah. About to come down.
Thank you, Jesus.
More victory and greater victory ever seen. Hallelujah. We give you glory. We give you glory, Lord Jesus. We give you praise. We shout.
Yes, Lord.
The victory is about to roll down like our mighty waters from above.
Yes,
glory. Hallelujah.
Yes,
glory. Thank you, Jesus, the Lamb of God. We shout. We give you glory. We give you praise and magnify the victory. The dews of Hermon.
We give you glory, Jesus. We give you praise and thanksgiving.
The sword of victory. The sword of justice. Glory. Wonderful, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Wonderful, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let the dew of Hermon. Thank you, Jesus. God, the living God. Glory. Glory, mighty and strong and mighty in battle. Glory. Wonderful, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Son of the living God. Wonderful, Lord.
Yes.
Okay. Well, the Jews of Hermon.
Wonderful, Lord.
Oh, yes, wonderful, Lord.
We're about to see new victories that we've never seen before.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. We're about to see
the supernatural, miraculous power of the living Christ.
Thank you, Lord. Glory.
First the shaking and then the great awakening. Yes. Hallelujah. Wonderful, Lord. Mighty God of Jacob. Dews of Hermon. Flowing down. Coming down. Streaming down. The anointing as it was Elijah. The double anointing. The triple anointing. Glory. Wonderful, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Wonderful. Look upon your people in Saudi Arabia, in Iraq, Iran, and Ethiopia. Rain upon them. Hallelujah. Rain a mighty increase. Mighty increase of your word and your power and your victory to that people and those nations. Thank you, Jesus. Let a people come together, be brought together, be united together.
Yes.
In the name of the Lord Jesus and the everlasting gospel. Thank you, Lord. Wonderful.
Thank you.
It's a song of praise, the song of deliverance.
Yes.
As Miriam
yes.
did before and after the victory over Egypt, let the victory of the women of God go forth and shout unto our God. Thank you,
Jesus.
Victory. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
well,
Lord.
We thank the Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes,
hallelujah.
Lord, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
All
right.
Oh, glory to your name. Thank you,
I
Lord.
Wonder if, is it,
thank you.
We think about the goodness and the greatness and the marvelous things the Lord has planned and purposed for this hour.
Amen.
Yes,
and
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. All right, I'm gonna give the rest of these because I never give a chance to sisters. On this is their handmaiden, daughters of God and Christ, and the women around the world, and the brothers and the sisters primarily around the world. So to the rest of the time, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh,
can you just say hallelujah for the new victory that's coming, the new victory coming down.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Unity.
Yes,
the unity of the faithful. The unity
Amen.
Of the heart.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wonderful
Lord.
Jesus. Wonderful Lord.
Wonderful Savior. Yes, Lord.
Amen. Glory.
Thank
wonderful.
You.
Yes. Glory to Jesus.
Miracles and signs and wonders and supernatural signs and miracles.
Thank you,
and
Jesus.
Wonders. Confound many will confound many. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Blessed be the rock of my salvation.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Jesus.
We're glad to be together again.
Yes.
And it's the miracle of just being able to share and sit in our houses, and though we're 1,000 miles away almost, and the other sister 800, you another 600 miles away, and we're sitting and rejoicing and sharing together. That's the miracle in itself that we're allowed to do that.
Yeah.
Wonderful Jesus. Wonderful.
Yes, Lord.
We give you praise.
Thank
we give you
Lord
glory.
Jesus.
You hung on the cross. You bled and dead. You bled. You were wounded for our sake. Wonderful Jesus.
Yes. Thank you.
But you
Lord.
Rose again with complete victory.
Amen.
Oh, yes. Jesus. Wonderful Jesus. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to you.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
So,
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. I put it over to you all. Dear, this is a handmade night to all the women and all the sisters and the other beloved around the planet. Thank God.
Amen.
Thank you, Amen. Amen. Well, I'll just come in. I praise the Lord for this. This is like a precious time. It's a special time. It's an anointed time. And I just thinking, and I praise the Lord because this is, it's sacred. This is sacred because we don't know how long the brethren's going to have this time on this broadcast. And I praise the Lord for it now. And I thank him for the word that came forth into anyone and everyone that's listening out there, to the women around the world. This 133rd of Psalms, is dwell together in unity. It's a lot in that. It's a lot in that unity. And that's what we need to is united. United.
Amen.
Earlier, brother was talking about, you know, he was talking about the 70 or the 72, you know, that the Lord was had spoken of. You know, he was told them, you know, it's two places that I found that in the scripture. It was one that was in Numbers, and he was talking about, again, about them gathering together, you know. And in the 133rd Psalm, what he's saying to Aaron and talking about that precious ointment, you know, that the Lord poured out upon Aaron, and it ran down his beard and down his skirt, the skirt of his garment. That's precious oil, you know. And we want the Lord to pour out that precious oil upon us and to unite us more. And even though he was talking about 133rd, he was also, Aaron was one of the leaders. And when you read about that, and he's also talking about leaders together. He's talking about the elders and the officers and, you know, the men, you know, together. He's saying in the tabernacle and in the congregation. And to get together, you know, you have to be in unity. Because if you're not in unity, you're not going to be gathered together. You know, you might be there in body, but you're not going to be gathered together. No, he says to be gathered together in unity, and not in unity, but gathered together in spirit and be on one accord. And the word even tells us that you preach and teach the same thing, thing that Jesus Christ, that he lived, he suffered, he died, but most so he rose again. He is not in the grave, and he's not in the manger. And I just think, and I praise the Lord, because, you know, even in Luke, it talks about the 70 that Jesus called, and that he sent them out. And it says that he sent them out by two, you know, unity. And I just think about precious time. It is precious to me, and I thank God that sometimes, you know, to me, I just be trying to receive all that I can receive from the brethren when they are speaking, that I just want to hear what they have to say. And I thank and praise the Lord for
it. Amen. Amen. I thank the Lord tonight for the conversation. The enemy just cut me completely off of the line, but I was able to get back on. And I just thank the Lord, you know, for the word. I thank him for the miracles, you know, that is about to come forth. And, you know, I've been praying, you know, to the Lord, you know, concerning the youth, the children. And I just thank the Lord, you know, I'm able to reach out to some of the parents, you know, and about the youth, you know, them coming along, you know, beside me, you know, that they can be, you know, taught the word of God. Because truly the enemy is out the children. And you know, and he have plans for their life. But the Lord, he looking for someone, you know, to stand in the gap and make up the heads for these children and reach out to each other. And be able to go out amongst them, you know, and tell them, you know, about Jesus Christ. And, you know, and there is a better way. And there is hope. And I had a young lady to call me before I made it to work. She teached there at the school. And I was helping her with her son, Tyler, over summer because Tyler, they labeled, you know, like a troubled child. And, you know, and so he was writing, like, notes the other day in the classroom, and the teacher got a hold to him, you know, where he is saying this person going to die on their birthday. And you know, and all of that stuff and suicide notes and all of those different things. And she called me and she said, "Is you at the school?" And I said, "No." I said, "I'm on my way." And she said, "Well, when you get here," she said, "can you meet with me and Tyler and talk with us?" And, you know, and I had a chance to really talk to Tyler a lot over the summer and share Jesus Christ, you know, with him and everything. And so he decided that he wanted to act up the other day. So I got with him Thursday evening, and me and him, we talked and had a conversation together and got him calm down and everything. But our children are in trouble.
Yeah.
They're really in trouble. And the enemy wants us would think that there is no hope for them. But there is hope. It is hope in Jesus Christ. And you know, and I just thank the Lord how he beginning to open doors. You know, even I can see the enemy when he don't really want me to come amongst those youth. So he took me all the way down to the little bitty kindergarten and second graders. It took me from over the third and the fourth graders. But you know what? But God, he still have a plan.
And he
to reach out to those parents concerning bringing these children together, you know, one Saturday, if I have to do it, you know, and talk to them and minister to them and, you know, pray with them and pray for them and have an ear to hear them. All they want us to do is just, they need somebody to hear them. And, you know, and I thank God, you know, I thank God for that, you know. You know, for how he's going to use these children. And I'm claiming the victory for them.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Wonderful.
Amen.
Wonderful. We thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
I happen to get my Bible, and I didn't turn to this scripture, but it seemed to fell on this scripture. You know, as you open the Bible, sometimes it fall on certain stuff. Mm-hmm. Scripture.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I happened to turn to the 40th chapter of Exodus.
Mm-hmm.
And as I open it and I look down in the 40th chapter of Exodus, hallelujah. You know the word Exodus comes from the word exit, exit. Exit, you're exiting out to go somewhere. Now, to go where? To go somewhere, to enter something, and to get something. Now, I happen to turn to 40th chapter Exodus, and though these things are shapes, types, and shadows, they are reality to be revealed in the New Testament. On verse 7, this is what it says, Exodus chapter 40, verse 7, thou shalt set the laver between the tent of the congregation and the altar, and shall put water therein. Right. And thou shalt set up the courts round about, and hang up the hanging of the court's gate. And thou shalt, verse 9, thou shalt take the anointing oil.
Mm-hmm.
And thou shalt take the anointing oil.
Anointing oil.
Anoint the tabernacle. And all that is therein, and shall hallow it, and all the vessels thereof, and it shall be holy. And thou shalt anoint the altar of the burnt offering, and all its vessels, and sanctify the altar, and it shall be an altar most holy.
Most holy, yes.
And thou shalt anoint the laver and his foot and sanctify it.
Mm-hmm.
And thou shalt bring Aaron and his sons unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation and wash them with water.
Yeah.
Thou shalt put upon Aaron the holy garment. And
holy
anoint him. He called over Shatter. And anoint him. And sanctify him. That he may minister unto me in the priest's office.
Yes,
and thou shalt bring his sons and clothe them with coats.
Hmm.
And thou shalt anoint them as thou didst anoint their fathers, that they may minister unto me in the priest's office. For their anointing shall surely be an everlasting priesthood throughout their generation.
Yes, Lord.
Thus be Moses according to all that the Lord commanded him, so did he. That's what the Lord is about. Chikobos.
Yes.
Dilobos.
Thank you, Chief.
Angel's message in the night message, what he says, Dilobosata. The only people that can build the temple and establish Zion. Yishataka. The reason they could not build the temple of the Lord, and there was three efforts has been made to build the temple of the Lord, but it could not be done. But this last effort is going to be a prepared people that it shall accomplish this in Zion. So, beloved, heal a little shot.
Yes, Lord.
How good, how pleasant it is to be, or it is, and surely to be. It's going to be like precious oil.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Oh, yes.
Jesus.
Like the dews of Hermon. Be poured out upon Aaron's head. Started down upon his beard. Over the beard.
Mm-hmm.
Then upon his garment. Hallelujah. Yeah. Then all the way to his foot. Everybody. Included.
To the got almost to a minute and a half, brother.
Jesus.
To the head to the toe.
Yes,
the head
Lord
to the toe. From the head to the toe.
From the head
united.
To the
toe. United. United. Standing together. Saints around the world.
Yes.
Hear the cry. The time to unite at the altar and said, Lord, sanctify me and holy.
Yes.
Let it be so
Lord.
To all the believers in Christ.
Yes, Lord.
How you will bring out to save to the uttermost.
Yes.
Well, we love you. We greet you in the name of Jesus. About to leave. We'll see you tomorrow night. Yes. May the Lord bless you out there and bring you at the altar of the Lord.
Yes.
Thank you.
And as my brother said, look for the next broadcast tomorrow as we come back again with the full gospel message tomorrow night at 7 p.m. So once again, for Brother Lee, this is Brother Nate with Sister Anderson, Sister Teague. We love you all. God bless you and God keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.
Amen.